and welcome to Frontier Property, the show which looks at the ins and outs of the unique property market spanning two cantons and two countries. Speaking today to Anushka Tarimo from Tarimo Immobilier. Hello, Anushka.
Hello, Mark.
Now, let's take a look at buying a property you think, I want to buy. Why buy? Why is buying a good idea?
Today, buying is a good idea because interest rates are so low,
right,
and rents are so high. At the end of the day, you'll probably end up paying less or an equal amount for renting as opposed to buying. And then when you buy, you can sell on and you, at the worst case, will break even.
So renting, you're saying, is actually going to be a more expensive option, because actually once you buy a house, you've also got to think about things like tax and all that sort of thing on property.
Yes, when you buy a house, you have to think about tax, you have to think about the notary fees, solicitor fees, land registration, so all the taxes that happen when you're buying the property, and then afterwards the taxes and running costs of your house.
The running costs as well, and perhaps any renovations and repairs that need to go along. But you still think that when you add all that together, it's still a better option to buy than rent?
Unless you get a rental subsidy from your company, I think you should buy.
Okay, now, of course, you are going to buy a house, and let's say assume you're going to live in it, because therefore it's going to be a home for you. It's going to be very important, not just for cost reasons, or because although that is very important, obviously, but it's also important to buy something that you want to live in.
Yes, so it's your home.
Yeah.
Rental property here is often quite old looking and a bit shabby, unless you're really willing to put in a very high rent. If it's your home, you can redo it, renovate it how you want, and you'll probably get every single penny back out of it once you sell on.
Right. Are there lots of restrictions on, you say renovate it how you want? I mean, people will be aware of planning regulations that do occur in any country. Are there regulations here that you should be aware of?
The key, whether it's in France or Switzerland, is if you touch the exterior of the house, add a window, make a door bigger, you then have to get a permit.
Right.
A request, yeah.
You have to go to the local mayor, wherever you are, and say, I want to put a window here that overlooks my neighbour's bathroom.
Well, that's probably won't get to be allowed to do
but
that.
That's, but I mean, quite seriously, that's the sort of thing they look at, though,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. And if you're living in an apartment building and you want to renovate or you want to do work, you then probably need to flag that as well with the general, all the other owners.
All the other owners as well. Okay. At the end of the day, though, it's your home, but obviously, as you said, you want to be able to take some money out. You want it to be a bit of an investment as well. Is it a good option at the moment, investment-wise, despite the fact you might get hit by tax if you sell too soon after buying?
Yes. I think that it is a good time to buy, again, because of the interest rates. Interest rates may go up a little bit, but then the prices will go down a little bit as well, so it'll flatten itself out. I think if you, for example, if you were to resell your own home in France, you don't pay tax on capital gain. If you're reselling your house in Switzerland and you're rebuying something straight afterwards in Switzerland, you can re-employ your capital gain. If you're leaving, then yes, you lose, but I still think it's worth buying as opposed to renting.
So if you buy a property in Switzerland, then you sell it, and then you're moving somewhere completely different, you're going to get hit by a capital gains tax on that.
Yes. It's only capital gain. If you sell it for the same amount, then
but
at least
tax.
You haven't thrown all your money out of the window by paying rent.
Okay. Right, Anushka, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
And that was Anushka Tarimo from Tarimo Immobilier with this week's edition of Frontier Property. You can hear this show again as a podcast on our website. And for more information, go to tarimoimmobilier.com.